Basalt Town Council could vote as early as Thursday whether to approve the Basalt River Park project. Town Manager Ryan Mahoney says the project has two parts, half public land with the park and half commercial and residential spaces. I sat down with Mahoney in his office in Basalt ahead of the vote and asked what the public park would include.
So it's pretty varied. You know, I think that the designers set out to bring in some traditional elements of a park that can be, you know, a little more developed and be a real active space for the public. And then that sort of transitions as you move west into a more natural setting. So as you go towards Old Pond Park, you have, you know, a lot of sort of natural forested area that will remain. You know, I think that as it relates to the developed park, it's been the council's direction to really try to make it a community gathering place and anchor the downtown. It's meant to interplay with the development so that folks can be at the restaurant that's planned there, but then sort of naturally spill out into the park area. And of course, the river is such a big part of that as well. And it's the idea, hopefully, to be able to entice people not only down to the river, but those that are already recreating in the river to come back up and join the fray of what is downtown Basalt.
I know it's been a long time coming. When was this project first brought up?
Gosh, I think that dates back to maybe 2010, when the idea of, you know, creating a river park, we had a situation over there where there were folks living there, but, you know, it was in the flood way. And so there are actually some fairly dangerous conditions each year or when floodwaters would come up. And so I think initially the concept was increasing the safety of the public in that area, and then, you know, kind of evolved over time into what we're seeing now.
And it used to be a mobile home park.
That's right. It was a mobile home park, privately owned the entire parcel.
So if there was the risk of flood warnings with the old trailer park, is it the same thing with these new developments?
No. So over the years, the town has gone through and actually done mitigation on that flooding risk. And so where any development would occur will be out of the floodplain altogether. Now, I think it's also important to mention that the lower lying areas that will become the park were actually designed to flood. So it's not out of the question that you could get some floodwaters into the park, but those won't be developed with structures that would create an issue for public safety.
How much will this all cost?
So the park design, as we set out, was designed to be $1 million. Mm-hmm. And so the money for the park, as well as the park improvements, will end up coming from the Parks Open Space and Trails Fund, which is restricted funding that, you know, the town gets through a one penny sales tax. This has been a long time coming, like we discussed earlier. And so I think, you know, they're ready and it's budgeted. And so I think we'll see some movement.
It was recently passed the first reading. It was passed by council. So what are the next steps for that?
So after the second reading, then there's a, you know, a period of a few weeks before the ordinance becomes effective. And once that's done, then it's approved. So we expect that, you know, that would probably begin in the season following. So probably 2021 when we saw those improvements start to go in.
That's Basalt Town Manager Ryan Mahoney speaking to Aspen Public Radio about the proposed $1 million Basalt River Park project. The public can weigh in at a special meeting Thursday night. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.